Post-pandemic life is on the horizon in Philadelphia. At the end of last week, the city lifted its final two mitigation measures, including an indoor mask mandate. The move came roughly a week after the city removed all capacity limits and social distancing requirements for businesses and events. And yet, the impact of those virus-related restrictions is still being felt, especially when it comes to Philadelphia's criminal justice system. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports.
A backlog of open cases is burdening the city's system as courts work towards fully reopening. This after court orders put preliminary hearings and jury trials on ice for months to help slow the spread of the virus. Alan Tauber leads the Defender Association of Philadelphia, which represents the majority of the city's criminal defendants. He says there are more than 12,000 open cases right now. Typically, the system is more or less at equilibrium.
That is, cases coming in roughly equal to cases leaving.
It's unclear when the backlog will be erased. The Defender Association has an internal goal of clearing its backlog by the end of the year, but that's assuming arrest rates remain consistent. At the same time, neither municipal court, which is responsible for putting on preliminary hearings, nor common pleas court, which is responsible for putting on jury trials, have reopening dates on the calendar, though both are currently conducting proceedings virtually and in person. Tauber says the situation is understandable, but still troubling, most of all for the incarcerated people locked up pre-trial in city jails, which are currently the subject of an ongoing federal lawsuit filed over conditions. He worries the backlog, combined with those substandard conditions, will translate to some cases being resolved prematurely.
Are people going to make decisions about taking, plea deals on cases where they're innocent, or where their case is defensible because they feel they need to get out of jail for their own safety? That's reality, and that's unfortunate. And you know what? That ain't justice.
Quanda Guyton's 21-year-old nephew could be one of them. He was arrested for simple assault in early March. He's currently incarcerated in one of four city jails on State Road in Northeast Philly. Guyton says her nephew has a heart murmur that requires daily medication and daily monitoring performed using a specialized machine. Until recently, he was going without both of those things, she says. His health suffered as a result. Guyton says he had chest pains and labored breathing.
He was definitely being neglected that whole entire time.
WHYY News has agreed to withhold her nephew's first and last names because she's concerned he could face retaliation. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for next month, but Guyton says her nephew's attorney told the family to expect the proceeding to be rescheduled at least once. In the meantime, he's seriously considering taking a plea deal, she says.
We just want him to get the medical attention that he deserves and they should be having before there be, another death in the city of Philadelphia's prison system.
Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.